Web streaming of 90.3 WPLN-FM is made possible by listener support and by Vanderbilt University Medical Center, the promise of discovery. Learn how you can support this service at NashvillePublicRadio.org.
Card. Really, we're asking you to help pay for a little bit of Scott Simon on your Saturday morning.
Or Scooter, as we learned his nickname
Scooter.
This morning.
Well, yeah.
Or Script, that. Which was the other option
was given. No, he's been Scooter for a long time. He's been Scooter for a long time. We'll stick with that one. You're also paying for Card Talk. You're paying for every program that you listen to here on National Public Radio through Nashville Public Radio. Give us a call. Make your pledge. We know you're busy folks today. Many of you have already done your training run. Lots of you have already probably had the hands in the earth today. You know, I see a little dark clouds out there, so I'm not sure. We got a little rain over the region. Can you see the radar? Are we looking? Got a little rain, a little
just
sun?
A little, just hit or miss, especially maybe up near Clarksville. You might be getting a couple of little showers.
Okay, well, the good thing is kind of loosened up the soil for you. So many of you may be out there getting the hands in the dirt. We know you have many things to do. At my house, it's reno that just continues. So whatever you're going to do, take a moment right now. Make the pledge to Nashville Public Radio. Get the shot at the tickets as well. It's 760-2010. Online, you can pledge at WPLN.org.
We know our weekenders. If you're anything like me, you love Prairie Home Companion. I mean,
he's crazy about it.
I really am. I'm sorry. My wife makes fun of me, actually, because I'll listen to the podcasts of the news from Lake Wobegon over and over. I have them ever since they started putting them up on the web, I think. But listen, this is going to be a great couple of shows. Garrison Keillor coming to town for, I don't know if he's done it before, two shows on one Saturday and the next Saturday. We're giving away two tickets, a pair of tickets, and these are going to be down front, some of the best seats in the house at the Ryman. And you can go either the first one, which I believe is the 21st, I'm going to have to look that up, or the next weekend, whichever works best for you, your schedule. But somebody's going to get these before 1 o'clock. These are, I believe, face value, $80 tickets or something. It's going to be a great deal for some lucky WPLN listener, and the deadline is 1 o'clock this afternoon. We're not talking about something way out in the future. So get your name in the hat for that. Do your part for your public radio home like you know you should. And then also, you'll get a chance at the drawings later in the week, $1,000 to Target, giving away that Monday night, and another drawing down the road. Give us a call this morning. We've got volunteers who've taken time out of their Saturday morning to answer phones. They love doing it, but they love to be busy as well. Pick up the phone, and it'll take just a minute. 760-2010, the phone number, 760-2010, or you could pledge online, WPLN.org.
Hello, and welcome to Car Talk from National Public Radio with us, Click and Clack, the Tappert Brothers. And we're broadcasting this week from the Center for Grief Studies here at Car Talk Plaza.
Now, we're all familiar with the process of grieving, are we not?
Sure, we've all been there. Those dark days, those days of despair, times when you're having trouble finding a reason to keep on going.
And we are here to reveal today that we have discovered one of the major causes of grief.
We have indeed.
Yes, it is the stupid fundraiser.
That's right. So we've been working with a team of PhDs, sociologists, psychologists, cognolinguists,
philatelists, nomologists, and you name it.
Sure, and we're here today to help you get through this.
Yes, we are. Just sit tight, take a few deep breaths, and stay tuned, because you are not alone.
That's right. Millions of other listeners are thinking about smashing their radios with sledgehammers this week, too.
That's right. 1-888-CAR-TALK. That's 888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
This is Doug from Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
Well, I got two problems.
Yeah.
The first one was with my truck, and the second one, well, the truck led to my second problem, which is a marital dispute.
Your wife.
Yeah.
It always happens. No matter what problem you have two.
This is true.
Which one you want to start with?
Let's start with the truck.
Let's start with the truck.
It's an 85 Ford F-150.
Yeah.
And last fall, I was going back to work after lunch, and it was the first cold day, so I had the defrost going, and all of a sudden, thick black smoke started pouring out of the defrost.
Uh-huh.
So I panicked, pulled off to the side of the road, turned off the car, lifted the hood, nothing. No smoke, nothing. So I get back in, start her back up.
Mm.
turn on the defrost, drive home, nothing.
Works great.
Works great. I get home, tell my wife, oh, by the way, dear, guess what happened to me at work today? And she comes up with the solution, and this is where we had the marital dispute, because I said she was nuts.
Yeah.
Where she thinks the smoke came from.
Mm.
There were dried up bugs and bug parts in there, and when I ran the defrost for so long, they caught on fire, and that's what was burning. And I said she was nuts.
You were right. But I hope you didn't tell her that.
What, that she was nuts?
Yeah.
Well,
that would lead to a marital dispute.
Yeah.
And remember the great words that I once heard.
What?
And I think I spoke them. Would you rather be right or would you rather be happy? And you chose in that case to be right. And now your wife ain't happy, you ain't happy.
And you're sleeping in the pickup truck.
Yeah.
And it smells bad in there. Well, I think she's wrong because you'd be hard-pressed to get enough bugs to make all that acrid black smoke.
And
secondly, there's nothing hot enough to set bugs on fire.
Well, that's what I said. And she said, fine, take the dash apart. So I did.
You
and
found
I
all these
a whole bunch of bugs.
Were they, as the French say, carbonisé? Were they burned up?
No.
No, they were there. But
well, she says the ones that burnt up wouldn't be there. They were gone.
Yeah. She's a smart little cookie, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, if I'm right, this will be the first time.
Yeah.
Well, I think you could open up anyone's heater box and find bugs. I mean, after all, where else are they going to go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think the smoke came from the blower motor.
Yeah, the only thing down there that could cause that is the motor.
Is the insulation on the windings of the motor melting because the motor is seizing up.
But I ran the air conditioner all summer long, and it worked just fine.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah. Well,
he didn't even have to tell us that because don't forget it worked fine on his way home from work the day that it happened.
Yeah.
So whatever happened was a single episode, and it was over. The only if anything caught fire, it was the blower motor.
Okay.
Yeah, and it didn't even catch fire.
I'm
convinced of that. The windings got so hot that the insulation started to melt, and that makes a very foul-smelling,
but it's a very distinctive smell.
Acrid.
But it wasn't electrical.
It didn't smell like electrical smoke?
No, I know what that smells like.
Why? What have you burned up?
Well, I've wired my house.
Oh, you wired your house. Oh, so you know what an electrical fire smells like.
Oh, yes, he does.
All right, I've had the fire department out.
So it didn't smell like an electrical fire.
Did it smell
fire?
Like rubber?
No. To be honest, it smelled like burning paper almost.
I was afraid you were going to say that.
Is there paper around the...
Well, as we know...
No,
I mean,
there isn't. But
the highest temperature in there is about 200 degrees.
Yeah.
And we all know that paper doesn't burn until you get to 454.
Right.
Right.
So you ain't got any temperatures that high.
Wait, hold it now. What if we had a stage-wise progression?
Oh, really?
What?
Yeah. What if we had a condition whereby something could ignite at a much, much temperature and in turn ignite
I see it.
Some leaves that might have been in
like
there.
Like maybe bugs?
What is
a bug? A
the ignition
bug
point of a mosquito?
Oh, no, these aren't mosquitoes. These were like, what are these like? Like June bugs, right?
Yeah. And dragonflies.
I mean, somebody has obviously done a PhD dissertation on...
There's no question about it.
Dragonfly and June bug ignition points.
Call Oklahoma University.
You've been burning up some bugs, Doug. Set a few bugs on fire and see if that smell reminds you of that incident.
I'll give it a try.
Remember the words. Hun, I want to apologize from the bottom of my heart.
I know the mantra.
See you later.
Oh, God love you.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Thanks, guys.
Someone's got to have done some research on that.
Yeah, I can see the NEH grant right now. So-and-so requests $500,000 for the study of spontaneous entomological ignition. Sure, take $750. What the heck?
Well, speaking of research, we've got some fascinating results of our own to report.
Right. We have been studying fundraising, and we've discovered that there are four easily recognizable phases of reaction to a typical public radio fundraiser. This is some serious research. Here they are. First, there is grief, followed by denial, anger, and finally, acceptance. Mm-hmm. So we're going to deal with each one of these as we go. The first one, of course, is grief.
Right. That's the first phase we all go through. You wake up, you turn on the radio expecting to hear Steve Inskeep discussing something of national or maybe even international importance.
And instead, you hear the assistant director of janitorial services gassing on about pledge levels, phone numbers.
Yeah.
It's no wonder you're depressed.
It's important in times like these to accept your grief.
Right. So have a good cry. Better yet, share your grief with someone who can truly understand the grief that you're undergoing.
In fact, we know just the people to share your grief with, our volunteer grief counselors here at the station.
And did we mention that grieving is more effective when accompanied by MasterCard or Visa?
So call now and tell our volunteers how much you miss the loss of your regular programming. Let them feel your pain.
Can I grab my cry now?
Sure. And for the rest of you, here's the number to call.
It's 760-2010 or toll-free 866-760-2010. And, yes, we do have some fine grief counselors standing by to take that credit card number from you this morning. Would love to hear from you. We understand it's the stupid fundraiser. So let's get beyond it. Let's do our due diligence this morning. Make some pledges. Make sure the Car Talk's pretty strong and we can pay for the program into the future with your pledge right now. We've got some tickets on the line. Everybody pledging this morning has a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Prairie Home Companion. We've got a drawing coming out Monday night. Blake will tell you a little more about that. And just to ease a little bit of the grief, if you've never made a pledge before, renewing members will match you dollar for dollar. And for everybody that you've pledged to Nashville Public Radio, you make your pledge every year. Right now, Bridgestone Americas will add $25 on to your pledge if you're a renewing member. It is 760-2010 online, WPLN.org.
We don't want to, try to hide anything from you, okay? We like people to pledge early.
We do, and often.
Early and often, if you like. You know, yeah, that I hadn't thought about that. We get you to pledge early. That way we can convince you to pledge again on Friday afternoon when we need you. No, we like folks to pledge early because, frankly, we've got to position ourselves to be able to reach our $425,000 goal. We had a great day. I mean, a great day yesterday, but we're at $127,000 and change, and we've got a ways to go for that $425,000. You put us in a position when you make your pledge early in the campaign. We're only on day two here. You can do that with a phone call, 760-2010. But I'll tell you, there's some incentive to pledging early. We've got drawings throughout the drive, including one today at 1 o'clock with two tickets to see a Prairie Home Companion. This is a sold-out show. Well, both the shows are sold out. You get to choose which show you end up going to. Somebody's going to win those tickets at 1 o'clock, but we've got to hear from you before then. You do not have to make a pledge to be entered. We certainly hope you do. That's what we're doing. We're raising money to pay the bills around here at WPLN. But when you make that pledge, you'll be entered in that drawing as well as a drawing Monday night for $1,000 to Target and another drawing Wednesday night that we'll talk about more later. Don't want to confuse you with too many drawings.
There's a lot of them.
There are. We're giving away a lot this week, but really what we're giving away this week and for the 51 weeks after this this year is going to be public radio, the good stuff. 760-2010 is the phone number or online WPLN.org.
What were they saying? Grief, denial, the different stages. Get beyond that and get to the, hey, talking to the grief counselor. They love to hear from you. 760-2010. Blake, do you have your tickets to a prayer home?
I'll say this. I haven't decided if I'm ready. They're not cheap tickets. And
they're not.
These are not tickets that even around WPLN we just throw around and everybody gets to go.
No.
I've been to the last few shows, and, you know, you always wonder, well, will he be back? Is he going, you know, because there's continuing conversation. Well, is Prairie Home sort of wrapping things up? So, you know, I
don't know. I think he's got a little gas in the tank.
I do, too. It sounds like he's backed off a bit of his decision to kind of step away from the show. So, yeah, I bet he'll be back, but I'll tell you what, I don't want to risk it. I want to, you know, the Ryman is the place. You know, it's the birthplace of his show, and you got to see it. So I imagine I'll try to scrounge around here and find somebody to buy some scalp tickets.
Well, just letting you know that Scott Smith got online and there's like one ticket against the far wall in the back end, so you can't take your other half. I'm just letting you know. Otherwise, what we have here are VIP tickets. It's a It's a good hefty. It's a nice little generous pledge level to Nashville Public Radio. It's a $500 pledge level for a VIP ticket package, including a Hatch show print. Other than that, everybody pledging this morning, you're in the drawing for a pair of tickets. So get your name in right now, because that's kind of the best way to go, I think. 760-2010, 866-760-2010. Online, it's WPLN.org. We'd like to hear from you.
Wow, look at those grief counselors go. I mean, they are really empathetic. Look, I mean, they're crying, too. They're taking pledges, and they're crying with the callers.
No, I think they're just crying at the size of the pledges. $25, you.
1-888-CAR-TALK. That's 888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hello, this is Paul from Aspen.
Hi, Paul from Aspen. How are you?
Aspen?
Yeah.
The ski place?
The ski place.
That's where, like, all those big stars go, and they ski, and they break their legs, and everyone goes to see them and drink coffee with them and stuff like that.
Something like that.
So what's your problem?
Actually, I have a problem with my 91 Nissan Maxima. It's the best car I've ever owned, actually.
Great.
Yeah, it's a great car. But for the past couple months, actually, it's been making some funny noise from the, I think it's coming from the left front wheel well. Anytime I press on the brakes, if you press on it a tiny bit, it won't make it. If you press on it too much, it won't make it. But if you hit this little middle spot, it makes this kind of metallic croaking frog sound.
Like,
not quite like that.
A little higher pitched, perhaps?
A little higher pitch and kind of delicate.
Sort of like F above middle C?
Quite possibly. Actually, I'll try to make the sound for you, but it sounds a little bit more like a duck if you can translate it into a frog. It's kind of like...
Can you do that again?
Hey, that's great!
But see,
you have to do it again.
Do it again.
Okay, one more time.
One more time. When this happens, is there anyone in the car with you?
Oh, God.
And it only happens when the car is moving, right?
Yeah, the car is moving. And it's proportional to, you know, how fast it's going. The rhythm of it will be a lot faster if it's, you know, if I'm going faster.
Hmm.
Well, let's tell you all the things that you don't need.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
You don't need a CV joint.
Right.
That would have cost you $300.
You don't need an engine rebuilt.
No.
You don't need a transmission rebuilt.
No.
You don't need a new glove box door.
No. The heater core, $750. You don't need that either.
Don't you feel good, man?
This is good news so far. You're right.
What does he need?
I have the faintest idea.
I think you have a warped disc rotor.
You do.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you a dangerous question.
Uh-oh.
In that if you give the wrong answer,
yeah,
it could shoot a hole in the whole theory.
Uh-oh.
If you drive it at high speed...
And you step on the brake a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel a vibration or a pulsation in the pedal or a vibration in the car... Or an oscillation of the steering wheel, or the
everything
does,
depends.
Or does your left kneecap get itchy?
Everything depends on your answer to this question.
It doesn't really.
Oh.
It doesn't pull. It doesn't vibrate.
You don't feel any pulsation. See, that's why I was honest. At least I said I have no idea.
Wow.
Yeah, but then I'm the default mode.
Well, I knew that wasn't going to... I knew you were going to get a bad answer to that question.
No, I suspected I might, and that's why I asked it with reservations.
Yeah.
But
and now you're sorry you asked, aren't you? Because you have a backup. You always...
No. I do not have a backup position.
Oh, you don't?
No, I have a new philosophy now. I'm sticking with it. No, I think you do have a warped rotor, and I think if you take the thing out and drive it on the highway, you're going to say, oh, my God, I never noticed that I have a pulsation. Huh. It may be very slight. The rotor is so slightly warped that it's not maybe enough to make the car shake or the pedal pulse at high speed.
I don't like it.
But I would be willing to bet if you took it to your shop and asked them to put a dial indicator on that left front disc rotor that they'd say, oh, my God, it's warped. And if they either replace it or machine it, the problem will go away.
Right on.
Yeah, the other possibility is that the left front wheel's getting ready to fall off. Well, that's the same kind of noise you would get, in fact, if you had a wheel nuts that were loose.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. So you should check that first. It's an unlikely possibility because you'd probably be dead now. Yeah, no, that's why I'm sticking with it, Paul. I'm sticking with it.
All right. Okay.
All right.
See you later, man.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. 1-888-CAR-TALK. That's 888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hi, this is Naomi.
Hi, Naomi.
Naomi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah,
fine.
I've been better.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay.
Where are you from, though?
Oh, Salt Lake.
Salt Lake.
Way over in, yeah, Utah.
Yeah.
So you're from England?
Yes, good.
Okay, just
not
a guess.
Not a Utah accent, huh?
But you've lived here for a while, haven't you?
Yep, exactly. Oh, you're good. Most people guess Australia. Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you how long you've lived here.
Australia,
okay,
what's that?
Let's hear. I'll give you money if you know.
I'd say you've lived here at least 12 years.
Oh, no, seven.
Oh, seven. That's pretty close.
Is it?
Actually, 12 might be close, too. Let's see. It's about 12, 7, yeah?
Yeah, 7, 7 to 12, yeah. My brother got a prison sentence that long once. 7 to 12.
7 to 12. Yeah, so what's up, Naomi?
Okay, I drive a Jetta, 85, I think. I've had it since November. It's been a pretty good car. It's got a little red light on the dashboard when for oil, I think is what it's for. But my oil's fine. It's clean, it's chopped up. But this light goes off all the time, and it makes this noise. Yeah, exactly. I'm glad I didn't have to do it. And it's so loud. And it started doing it a while ago, and I thought I could deal with it, you know. But now it's almost nonstop, and it's, you know, kind of road rage is creeping up on me. I want to hit the car in front, and it won't stop unless I put it in neutral and rev. And I'm trying to make this trip up to Missoula soon. Don't want 8 hours of meh. You know, so I want to know. Here's my question.
Don't worry. You will not have 8 hours of that noise.
Okay.
I can just about guarantee you that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you might.
I think I will.
You're going to wish you had 8 hours of that noise. You got a lot of miles in this car, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It's the odometer doesn't move anymore.
Oh.
It's that old.
Where did it stop? At like 150?
I don't. Yeah, around there.
You don't pay attention to much to this stuff, do you?
No, not the numbers, evidently. Well, 7, 12, 1...
7, 12, the light, I think it's oil, but I'm not sure.
Well, the light's kind of distracting and the noise, you know.
And of course, you haven't had anyone look at this.
No, not yet.
This car has that little buzzer, which is under the dash, which is very difficult to find.
Okay.
But if you get it to make the noise, obviously, you can home in on it, so to speak.
Okay.
But it also has two oil pressure switches.
Okay.
One to detect excessively high oil pressure,
mm-hmm.
and one for low oil pressure.
Okay.
Now, if your pressure is either too low or too high, that's bad. If it's too low, it means you have either worn bearings or a bad oil pump. And if it's too high, it means the oil pressure relief valve is bad, and you're in danger of blowing off the oil filter.
Okay.
Which could be pretty exciting.
And if the pressure is too low because of the other reasons, you're in danger of blowing the engine.
Because
it's not getting lubricated where it's supposed to get
so
lubricated.
So what you need to do is take the thing to a shop and have them test the oil pressure.
Well, she knows already.
Okay,
The sound stops when she revs it up.
That's why. Is it? Okay, I was hoping it was like a wire, a short wire.
Dreaming.
Well, alternatively, it could be that the switch is bad.
Okay.
Have the oil pressure tested. When they verify the pressure is okay, they can replace those two switches.
Okay.
And you can get them at the Volkswagen dealer. They're probably less than $10 a piece.
Oh, and you should pray for this result.
Yeah, no kidding. Otherwise, it's going to be...
Otherwise, it's going to be no trip to Missoula.
Here's the order in which you pray for things.
Okay.
First, you pray that it's the one of these switches that's no good.
Okay.
Second, you pray that if it's not the switch, that the oil pressure is too high.
Too high.
Maybe.
What would I do then if it was too high?
Well, then you'd have to have them replace the oil pressure relief valve.
Okay. Right.
But
number three, which you don't pray for, but which will happen if the other two are not true, is the oil pressure is too low.
Okay.
In which case, either you got to replace the oil pump, or worse than that, the engine is fried.
But I'm gonna be optimistic and say that I think it's the switch.
Okay.
But it would be nice to verify it. Because it could be a couple of things which would definitely preclude driving to Missoula.
Right, and send us a postcard from Bear Lake, because that's about as far as you're going to make it.
Okay, I'll send you one from Banff, Canada.
All right, see you, Naomi.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Why not be optimistic? Why not assume it's the switch?
Yeah, why not?
You know what we call that?
Yeah, dreaming.
Well, more technically, it's called denial.
And denial, as we know, is the second stage of fundraiser recovery. You know, there's grief first, then there's denial, then there's anger, and finally, acceptance.
At first, you were grieving the loss of Morning Edition and All Things Considered.
And now you shift to tactic number two, denial, by saying, fundraiser? What fundraiser? There's no fundraiser.
That's right. You try to convince yourself that the fundraising segments are actually interesting.
You say to yourself, well, let's see. Today I heard Terry Gross. She was discussing, like, cultural metaphors in colonial fiction. Then I heard the chief engineer of the station discussing a $6 T-shirt with the station's name on it. And I found them both quite enlightening, didn't you?
Other people experience denial by saying, I don't need the station anyway. Yeah. There's always Station X. Then you tune to Station X, and you're bombarded by 12 commercials about cheap furniture, how to chisel the IRS, and miracle drugs for foot fungus.
So how to combat denial? Again, the best approach is to talk about it. Don't try to fight this by yourself, folks.
And it just so happens that our station volunteers today are all denial experts.
They were grief experts 5 minutes ago.
Well, now they're denial experts, and they've been denying credit cards all day long.
Please call now. Don't deny this station your help. Thanks, and here's the number to call.
760-2010 is the phone number, 760-2010 for the WPLN Pledge Drive Grief Hotline, I suppose. Toll free, the number is 866-760-2010. And of course, if you're not in the mood to talk to people, you can go online. WPLN.org is the web address.
We can do partial denial, you know, partial in terms of you don't want to have like a human interaction this morning. Well, don't. Just go online. Use the keyboard. It's WPLN.org. Check it all out. Check all our thank you gifts out at the different giving levels. We can't decide for you how much you should give to Nashville Public Radio. Number one, what are they saying in the steps of prayer? We pray for your pledge. Number two, we pray that it's an amount that makes you really, really happy. And number three, we pray and we think that you're going to feel pretty good about making the pledge. It's 760-2010 online. It's WPLN.org. Combat denial this morning.
Somebody's going to feel pretty good this afternoon,
indeed.
I suppose. We're giving away two tickets to a Prairie Home Companion. And these are great tickets on the floor. These are basically sold out shows. Garrison Keillor are going to be here the 21st and the 28th, April 21st and 28th, at the Ryman Auditorium. These are sold out shows. I think there are some single tickets you can still buy and, you know, sit
Section
behind the column or something.
Yeah.
But these are great tickets. They're on the floor. If you want to guarantee that you'll be getting the tickets, we've got it's a substantial pledge, but I'll tell you, a lot of folks out there love public radio this much. But at the $500 level, we'll send you a VIP ticket package. Some of these ticket packages down front at the Prairie Home Companion shows April 21st and 28th. However, anyone making a pledge this morning will be entered into our drawing shortly after 1 o'clock. That's the cutoff, 1 o'clock. And we'll be sending you two tickets, two of the best seats in the house to a Prairie Home Companion. You choose the day, but it's going to be a great show.
It is, and we also have a couple more drawings this week, not to confuse you, as Blake said, with multiple drawings, but lots of stuff going on here at Nashville Public Radio. Get your pledge in now. Again, a great group of grief counselors, denial counselors down the hallway, ready to take your phone call at 760-2010. We do have that toll-free number. If it's a long-distance call for you to Nashville, we have the toll-free number, which is 866-760-2010, and pledge online. Check it all out online at WPLN.org. You can make your safe, secure pledge there as well.
We've got add-ons right now. If you've never made a pledge before, and listen, we know there are plenty of you. I mean, if you really go by the numbers, only about 10% of our listeners are actually also members, folks who financially contribute to this station. So listen, there are a lot of folks out there, and we don't want to make you feel too bad. We realize it takes a lot of listening to sort of come around and say, you know what, this is something worth supporting. We know it does. People don't flick on 90.3 and say, you know what, I need to send them a check. Well, if you've never If you have never made a pledge before, right now you'll be matched dollar for dollar. And what we mean by that is we have longtime listener members who know how important it is for us to grow our base of support, the number of people supporting this station. And so they've ponied up additional money to match you at the door. If you make that first-time pledge, maybe $50, it turns into $100 for WPLN this morning. Take advantage if you've never made a pledge before. And if you're renewing your membership, re-upping for the year, Bridgestone America's Trust Fund, longtime supporter of this station, adding $25 onto your pledge. There's something for everyone this morning, and we just ask that you pick up the phone. It's quick and easy. Our volunteers back in Studio C are they're very friendly, and they're ready to hear from you. 760-2010 is the number, or WPLN.org, and we've got drawings.
We do. We have like three.
Too many to name, but the soonest, a Prairie Home Companion.
Absolutely. Got to get your name in by 1 o'clock. Get your name in by 1 o'clock. We've got a pair of tickets you can actually probably choose the show. Is that the deal? I guess you get to choose the show.
To choose the show.
He's bookended. He's got two weekends, April 21st, April 28th. So you've got a couple of selections there if you're the winner. But not unless we hear from you. Love to. Everybody pledging this morning, 760-2010. That's 760-2010 online. It's WPLN.org. Thanks.
Ha! We're back. You're listening to Car Talk with us, Click and Clack, the Tappert Brothers, and we're here to talk about cars, car repair, and the psychological toll of fundraising week.
I think I'm getting through the denial stage. I think I'm really making progress here.
Really? How do you know you're through with the denial stage?
Because I'm starting to feel like punching you right in the nose.
Excellent. You're entering the anger phase.
Good.
Well, we'll work through that in a minute, but first let's take some calls. The number is 1-888-CAR-TALK. That's 888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hi, fellas. Ethan calling you from Missoula, Montana.
Hi, Ethan from Missoula. What's going on, man?
Well, you guys, I have an ethics question dealing with selling my Chevy Blazer. I was driving across the country about 2 years ago, and it was struck by lightning.
Really?
And
were you in it?
I was. I was going about 70 miles an hour across Iowa at 2 in the morning.
How exciting was it?
It was something else. My hair was standing up for a couple hours.
Did it damage the truck at all?
Well, only electronically. I headed into a dealer for about 2 days in Council Bluffs, and they went through and took out anything electronic and put in brand new stuff. And since then, I haven't had any problems. So my question is, now that I'm selling this truck, is this something that I should be telling prospective buyers?
Absolutely. You couldn't have a better selling point than this. Things been hit by lightning. First of all, the chances of it being hit again, it's been like pre-disastered.
That's right. What a deal.
Yes, it's already been hit by lightning. That's not going to happen to you.
You could put an ad in any paper and you'd get 500 phone calls. People are looking for cars that are already disastered.
So you don't think that it would scare off potential buyers to say that everything electronic was fried a couple years ago?
No,
I would advertise that I have all new electronics.
Right. Leave out that little detail.
People say, why do you have all new electronics? Well, every 15 years I always replace everything electronic.
Well, no, then you could use
the electrons are all worn out.
You can use the mumbling technique. You say, yes, I have replaced the computer and the ignition module and all that. Why do you do that with a strawberry light? Excuse me? I'm sorry, lady.
Well, I feel a lot better about
but
that.
When the thing got hit, did the tires blow too?
You know, the tires remained intact. I don't know if I got hit directly or if it hit the pavement and, you know, then got my axle. But whatever it was, there was a blinding flash, a deafening crash, and then everything went dead and dark.
Did you find yourself naked in an alien spaceship after this?
Yeah, did you?
And what did they do to you?
That won't be disclosed.
But you didn't suffer any kind of physical harm.
His hair was up for 2 days.
No.
You could have been hit by lightning.
I get hit every couple of days.
No, nothing long term, luckily.
Oh, that's good.
So it must have been a mini bolt, because I've heard of people whose cars have been hit where the tires just explode.
Yeah, that I've heard of that too, and I tell you guys, I'm thankful that it worked out the way it did. It could have been a heck of a lot worse.
But I think you have to fess up. I mean, I think it would be a selling point.
All right.
I think people would be honored to own a truck.
Well, you can test it out. someone comes to see the truck, they drive it around, they say, I love it. And you say, well, you love it. You're going to love it even more when I tell you this. And if they say, oh, thanks very much, and they leave, don't tell the next person.
Right. There you go.
Sounds like a perfect litmus test. And, hey, just in case you guys are curious, it is covered by insurance when you're struck by lightning. It's under the Act of God clause. So.
Well, what's insurance?
a good one, I guess.
See, Ethan.
See you guys. Thanks a lot.
Oh, man.
1-888-CAR-TALK or 1-888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hi, this is Jan calling from Little Rock.
Hi, Jan.
Little Rock.
And Jan has two N's, by the way.
I knew that.
Oh,
did you
Jan.
Know that?
How did you get two N's? In...
I don't know. It's just long for Jan.
It sure is.
So what's going on, Jan?
Well, I drive a 95 Honda Del Sol, which is, you know, a little two-seater.
Sure, we know what it is.
Well, I love the car, but about a year ago, I acquired a 77-pound, mostly Labrador Retriever.
Oh.
And we go often to visit my parents, who have a little farmette about an hour away. And she gets car sick. So I have a two-part question. The first is, what sort of vehicle should I buy to make her more comfortable and less messy? And the second part of the question is, how do I get them to let me test drive it with her in the car?
Well, I know. That's easy.
Well,
is it?
Yeah, you have to go at night. The dog is tied to a telephone pole around the corner from the dealership. And you whistle for her, she jumps in, and you go for your test drive.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, if she's going to blow her cookies, I mean, you don't want to buy the thing, right?
Right. But, you know, I've been doing some very scientific research on this, and I drove her up once in an Explorer, and she did fine.
How old is Muffy here?
She's six, but I've only had her for a year.
Oh, she is?
She was a Humane Society dog.
Oh.
And it may be that she doesn't have much experience. I've discovered from various dogs that have...
blown lunch in your car?
Blown lunch in my car. That they, for lack of a better expression, that they do get cured of it eventually.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's why I asked how old she was, because our dog did the same thing when she was young.
Huh.
But she outgrew it by the time she was like two.
How long does it take before, and has she ever barfed down like the defrost event?
No, but she barfed into that little soft area around the gear shift one time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That
was quite
great.
A mess.
Oh, boy. Thank God for those dust busters, huh?
How much warning does she give you? Because our dog used to go into the spasms.
Well,
and if you were really quick, you could actually pull over, run around, let her out before she hurled chunks.
Sometimes.
Should we give it a... And then, and bingo!
I mean, you're not doing anything absurd like feeding her just before you get in the car.
No. Her little nose starts to sweat, and that's how I can... Ah, yeah.
Well, I think you need... there are two choices here. You need a much bigger car.
Yeah.
Are you averse to a pickup truck?
Well, you know, I'm not sure what that would do to my image, but if I could hose it out, that would be a good
thing. Well, a pickup truck with a cap on the back.
Yeah.
Oh.
And a bed liner.
Oh.
And one of those sliding windows so that you and Poochie can communicate.
Gotcha.
So she can bark on your neck.
Down the back of my shirt, yeah.
Typically, from my vast experience in barfing.
Yes.
The larger, rougher riding vehicles are better than the smoother riding vehicles.
And why would that be?
I don't know. Have you ever taken her on a cruise?
She loves boats.
Oh, there
now
you
she's
go.
She's good in a boat.
See,
she's good in a boat.
You know what you need? A Lincoln. You need a Lincoln Town Car.
A Lincoln Town Car. If she likes boats, that's a boat.
Yeah.
A barge of some sort.
Yeah, I think dogs like that vroom, that swooshy, sloshy feeling.
That big land yacht kind of thing.
Yeah, and I think your little car going hitting every feeling every little pebble in the road. It's just churning her stomach, and the poor thing, she can't help herself.
She can't.
No.
She means well.
So go big.
Okay.
If you can't go big, go ugly.
And hide the dog around the corner for the test drive.
There you go.
Yeah.
See you, Jan.
Thank you.
All right.
So.
Bye-bye. Oh, boy.
I mean, that's really disgusting. I mean, can we just, like, change the subject here?
Sure. What would you like to talk about?
Well, we've been talking about the four stages of fundraiser recovery. We've already discussed grief and denial. The next phase that most people go through is anger.
That's right. After being sad about the loss of the good shows, after trying to deny that it really bothers them, most people get kind of worked up.
Well, I can't say as I blame them. I mean, after all, we say we're non-commercial radio, right? Here we are ranting on and off for 15, 20 minutes out of every hour. I mean, what's the difference between this and commercials?
Well, it's only a few times a year.
And at least with commercials. I mean, at least they think about the commercials in advance. We get on the air, what do? We babble. Well, you better call now, because if you don't call now, you'll have to call later. If you call later, that won't be now, will it? No, that'll be calling up. I mean, can we talk in sentences?
Well, a lot of our folks are volunteers. I mean, they're not professional.
That doesn't have to go on forever. I mean, it seems like it's been going on for 6 months. Every day you wake up. Fundraising. Hi, we need a few hundred thousand more dollars. By the time the fundraiser's over, it's like the year 4,698. I feel like it's the Chinese calendar.
Folks, this is the anger phase of fundraising.
I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore.
So please call and make a pledge for no other reason than to shut my brother up.
Call now. Tell him you're sick and tired of this fundraising garbage and you're not going to take it
and
anymore.
And don't forget to have your credit card ready. Anger is much more effective when accompanied by money.
This is true. Thank you, and here's the number to call.
Stupid fundraiser. 760-2010, 866-760-2010, online WPLN.org. If you'd like to yell out the numbers of your credit card to us, we are the people to call right now. 760-2010. Get through the grief, get through the denial, come on with the anger, but bring the money to the table as well. 760-2010, online WPLN.org.
And you can feel good, about where...
Angry good.
Next time you turn off the radio, you could say, you know what, I've done my part, you know, and you can get it over with early in the spring membership campaign. We need your help. We're going to need all your help. $425,000. Listen, I can't say any of these words without thinking what Click and Clack or deconstructing over here saying, oh, you're asking for hundreds of thousands of dollars. You were just back.
About 300,000 more, that's all.
Listen, we were
guilty.
We are feeling guilty and laughing along with you, though. I hope that you can laugh because, you know, Anita, the deal is our listeners do understand. I mean, they may not love. I mean, imagine they don't love the membership campaigns. But, you know, it's how we do business. It's the way we pay the bills. There are other ways one could pay the bills. One could run 3 or 4 minutes of commercials in every half hour. But this is the way we do it. We come to you and, you know, I hope that it's a little more fun than, having to hear Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. That's not what we're doing. We're saying, listen, it's public radio. It needs your support, and you can do your part this morning. 760-2010 is the phone number. Our volunteers would love to talk to you about public radio and take your pledge of any amount. Come one, come all, any amount will do. It's just we ask you to do your part, and everybody making a pledge right now could be going to see Garrison Keillor in April.
He's coming in April, going to do two shows at the Ryman, going to be fun nights, and we're giving away a pair of tickets, so going to be giving those away just after 1 o'clock. Got to get your name in by one. Everybody pledging this morning has a shot at that. We're also giving away later this week two giveaways. We'll talk about the one Monday night. That's a $1,000 gift card to Target. So you got a couple of shots at some good stuff. So share a little bit of the anger or the stupid fundraiser, but make the call. 760-2010. I get a little fast sometimes. 760-2010 online WPLN.org. We know it's a busy morning. We know we're babbling. Babble along with us with some good stuff in terms of some cashola. We'd appreciate it very much because it keeps this programming going. Online WPLN.org 760-2010.
And Click and Clack, they've got us pegged. I mean, they say, oh, you get pledge now. You don't want to pledge later because now, you know, is now and
now,
later.
Now.
Later is later. Well, I'll tell you, there is a real honest reason that we need folks to pledge early, because the reality is, you know, folks like us to hit our goal. $425,000.
We like to hit our goal.
But, you know, when we're staring at, we're $200,000 from it a day before we're going to wrap up the membership campaign, people get a little, even we, on air.
A little tense.
We get tense, and people just think we can't hit it. Well, I'll tell you, you are setting us up to hit our $425,000 goal. We're crossing $133,000 right now. We had a great day yesterday, and the phones have been ringing this morning. Thank you, everyone who's making your pledge. I mean, we've heard from 383 new members, 1,500 renewing members, and we'd like to hear from more of you right now. 760-2010, the phone number. Bridgestone America's Trust Fund, longtime supporter of this station, adding $25 if you're a renewing member, somebody who's made a pledge before and you're ready to re-up for the year. If you've never made a pledge before, we've got an even better deal. A dollar-for-dollar match. You're going to make your first time $25, $50 pledge go twice as far this morning. 760-2010 is the phone number. You can pledge online at WPLN.org. Anita, it's how we pay the bills.
It's how we pay the bills, and we need your help. Some cash this morning for your public radio station. Choose an amount. We've got credit card monthly drafts. So there's a particular level. I don't know if it's $5 a month. I think that they start.
It is.
We have the bank drafts. I think it starts at around $5 a month. We
yes.
have a dime a day that you can pledge. Folks, we're going into the last segment of Car Talk. Going to be fun. They've talked about ethics this morning. They have my favorite segment, which is always domestics. Domestic calls. I love those when, you know, it's either the wife or the husband or the partner calling in and so-and-so says blah. Who's right? I want to be right. And that's my favorite. I'm not sure what segment this is going to be. We've been through grief, denial, anger. I'm not sure. What's the next step?
We'll find out.
Giving in? Complicity. Complicity this morning. We want to hear from you. Help your public radio station. Get a shot at the Prairie Home Companion tickets. But we do need to hear from you now. 760-2010. 866-760-2010. Online, WPLN.org. And thank you for supporting Nashville Public Radio.
Wow, I can't tell you how much better I feel. I mean, I finally got that off my chest. I mean, that's been building for days. Days!
I'm glad you were able to express your anger. You know, it's healthy to do that because anger is not something you want to suppress.
Well, that's true.
Because when you suppress your anger, it tends to come out in other ways. Jerk.
What? Did you say something?
Me? No, butthead. 1-888-CAR-TALK. That's 888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hey, guys. My name's Linda Weaselquist, and I'm calling from Seattle.
Linda!
Linda! How are you?
Good. How are you?
Excellent.
I must say, however, that I am originally from Westford, Massachusetts.
Westford?
No kidding.
Yes.
So how long have you been in Seattle, Linda?
Oh, about 2.5 years now.
Are you having fun?
Yeah, it's pretty fun. It's kind of damp.
You involved in the high-tech business?
Actually, I'm not. I'm involved in the consulting business.
Ah, low-tech.
Yeah.
Is that why you moved to Seattle, like to get a different job?
Well, the job market's pretty good here, you know, so I kind of figured, hey, I'll move here. I graduated from college and decided to have a little adventure.
Where did you graduate from college?
Cornell.
Cornell?
Yeah, upstate New York.
Far above Cayuga's water.
There's an awful smell.
There's an awful smell.
I don't think that's the version that they
house that they call Cornell. Yeah, so what are you calling us for, Linda? You got nothing better to do?
Well, I have...
And are you billing it to a client?
My Swedish clients. I have a Volvo problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speak to us.
I have a 1970 Volvo 144S.
Ah, the consulting business went good.
With 259,000 miles on it.
Excellent.
Anyway, so about a week ago, my husband Charles walks in and says, I fixed the Volvo again. Let's go for a ride.
Again.
All right, let's go get a hot fudge sundae.
So I walk outside, and my jaw hits the ground because he's really hit the Volvo. I mean, he's really done it this time.
Yeah.
He cut the top off of the car. I've got a chopped top Volvo.
No kidding. He made it into a convertible?
Yeah.
Well, not really a convertible. More like a dump truck, right?
Yeah, not convertible to anything.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
So he chopped it right off, including the rear window.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Took the rear window right out.
Uh-huh. It's just sitting in the
cut off the B pillars.
Uh-huh.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's totally cool.
This is cool.
Of course,
I love
it. Just like, you know, of course, I wanted to get rid of the car forever, so I'm just, you know, oh, man.
Well, this you're well on your way to getting rid of it forever. This is a good start. One or two more weekends, and it ought to be acceptable for the trash compactor.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's my question, and it's become somewhat of a marital debate.
The answer is you're right.
You're absolutely right. It is not safe anymore.
Are you serious? Yeah, that's exactly my question.
Of course it is.
Oh, because, you know, I mean, they reinforce convertibles and stuff, and this is not meant to be a convertible, right?
Exactly right.
It doesn't mean it can't be made safer.
Okay, well,
here's what he's
got to
do.
Roll bar on it or something?
He's got to go. He's got to go down to the local steel shop,
the mill. Go right to the mill,
the mill, and he's got to buy a 4-foot bar, eye bar, and weld it right behind the front seats, right across the back, from side to side, and that'll hold the back end together.
Oh man, now he's going to want to keep it forever.
And then you got to buy 2 football helmets. Oh, man, I would love to see. Hey, can you send us a picture?
Oh, totally, yeah.
Oh, wow.
But you're absolutely right. It is unsafe, and it could be made safe by putting welding a roll cage in.
Okay.
Or the I-beam is good.
Okay.
I think maybe the I-beam is good.
Yeah, look around for some construction sites. Maybe you can steal one.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Hey, Linda, good luck.
Okay, thanks a lot,
and
guys.
don't drive like my brother, or don't drive like anyone's brother in
don't
this
thing. Drive with your husband, especially.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
It's creative, though, isn't it? It's creative.
It is indeed. You know, I've always wanted the fun involved in just lopping off the top.
Wouldn't it be great?
Yeah.
I want to do it.
I love it. 1-888-CAR-TALK. That's 1-888-227-8255. A lawyer on Car Talk.
Hi there. I'm Bill from Lincoln, Nebraska.
How you doing, Bill?
Hey, Bill, what's going on, man?
Pretty good. I having a good day. I teach chemistry at the University of Nebraska.
No
kidding.
And I have
a question for you.
Chemistry question?
Electrochemistry.
Ah, oh, good.
Okay, so I was at a family gathering that is totally populated with my potential future in-laws.
Oh.
Okay,
yeah.
So my potential future wife and I are trying to settle a controversy, and we're relying on you to help us.
Oh.
Okay,
here's the deal. So at the end of this little family gathering, one of the aunts goes out to start her car. It won't start. She comes back in, and I say, it's probably not a big deal. I have jumper cables, so I can be the hero in front of my future potential in-laws. So
yeah.
I go out, jump the car. It starts just fine. As the aunt is leaving, I say, now remember, don't turn on the radio. Don't turn on the lights or the air conditioner. You've got about a 20-mile drive home. Keep all those things off because maybe the battery will charge a bit better as you drive home. But right after I said that, several of everybody there said, no, don't do that. What you really want to do is turn on the radio, turn on the lights, turn on the air conditioning because that will pull current through the battery. It'll charge up faster. And I was outnumbered, obviously.
Yeah. So and
I didn't go any further, but I said, gee, I don't think that's right. And I've asked several people since, and no one seems to agree.
Well, we can agree. You're absolutely right.
Ah.
The only other advice I might have given,
yeah.
Was that an automatic transmission vehicle?
I believe it was.
I would have driven without it in drive, but in some lower gear.
Oh, to make it charge faster.
To make
well.
It rev up a little bit more.
Uh-huh.
Assuming she wasn't going to be driving 70 miles an hour.
Well, I wasn't with her, so I don't know.
The radio...
But you gave exactly the right advice.
Yeah, the only objection I'd have is the radio could have been used. The radio uses so little current...
Right.
...that it hardly... If that's going to be the difference, then you're in deep doo-doo anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the other things, you're right. You want to leave those things off because all of those things suck up energy from the alternator, and if in the absence of sufficient output from the alternator, they take energy from the battery.
Yeah, and all the people whose theory was turn all that stuff on because that will force current to flow
mm-hmm.
have their heads up their keisters and have no idea that the thing is making a certain amount of electricity, and where's it going to go? Part of it's going to go to the battery.
Right.
Part of it now is going to run the radio. Part of it's going to run the air conditioner, and you're going to get much less of the current going where you want it to go, which is into the battery. So they were 100% wrong. The entire family was wrong.
Now, you did exactly the right thing insofar as cementing your relationship by not jumping up and say, she warned me that you guys are a bunch of knuckleheads.
and you didn't jump up and say, hey, I got a PhD in chemistry.
See,
that wouldn't have gone over well.
No, I'm afraid it wouldn't have. So I thought, gee, in terms of my possible future here with this nice woman and things
yeah.
and family, I probably should be quiet, but inside that little voice is going, you know, I think I'm right.
Yeah.
And, well, so, and your guys are telling me the same thing.
You are absolutely right.
And you were right to keep it inside.
But I think you handled it very, very well.
Well, thanks.
And I wouldn't even say anything to anybody. Just hope that someone is listening to the show. And and hopefully that person will know that you are right and will tell the rest of the family.
And will tell also what a gentleman you were.
That Bill was 100% right.
And he knew it.
He didn't make a big deal out of it.
Right. Of course, he did call. He did. You want to divulge your names? Yeah. The 4.1 million listeners? I mean, we can do that and really embarrass those knuckleheads. Yeah. But you didn't show them up.
No, my possible future potential wife is named Roxanna, so she'll be listening because she's a big fan of the show.
Oh, great.
She'll be listening, I'm almost positive.
Okay, all right. You can rely on her because women can't keep a secret.
Okie dokie, we'll move right along to the next
call. You can rely on her to blab it to everybody in town.
Yeah. See you later, Bill.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Thanks for your call. Bye-bye. You know, you could take a lesson from Bill on how to keep your mouth shut.
Yes, I probably could, but I wouldn't be me.
Well, that would be even better. Anyway, back to the business at hand. We have now passed through three of the four phases of Fundraiser Week: grief, denial, anger, and now we have arrived at acceptance.
I'm with you, bro. I have accepted this fundraiser as a necessary part of my obligation to my public radio station. I am no longer angry.
Thank
I am
God.
No longer in denial. I am no longer grieving. I am completely at peace with this process.
You are, huh?
Yes, I understand that the station doesn't have commercials, so it needs me to help pay the bills. And if they have to go on the air once in a while and ask for money, well, God bless them. We should just be thankful that they hear it all, and we should gratefully fork over cash.
You really feel that way, huh?
Absolutely.
You don't mind missing some of Scott Simon?
Not one bit.
You don't mind the repetitive requests?
No, I don't.
There's nothing about this fundraiser that bothers you anymore.
Well, there is this one thing.
Yeah, I know. What is it?
If I hear that phone number one more time, I am going to choke somebody.
Ah, still in the anger phase, I see.
Yes, I am. Make it stop, please. I can't take it anymore. I'm going bonkers.
Gee, what a surprise that is. Please do your part, folks. Accept it or not, we really do need your help, and here's the number to call.
I'm here to push him over the edge. 760-2010, 760-2010. Toll free, it is 866-760-2010. And if you don't like the phone number, how about pledging online? It's WPLN.org. Hope you've made it through the stages of grief, denial, anger, and now you're at peace with acceptance and pledging. 760-2010.
Click and Clack, our grief guides this morning. 760-2010, the phone number. Our phones have been ringing off the hook, actually. We've got to say thank you. You can come up with a long list of reasons of why the membership campaign perhaps may be unpleasant, but you could also accept it and say, you know what? What a beautiful thing. The phones are ringing. People are coming through for their public radio home. These are people who are understanding that this is radio as a need always says on the honor system. No one is twisting your arm exactly, maybe over the air. No one
unless
is
you see us in person this week,
which we may, but no one is making you open your wallet for your public radio home. It is purely a choice, and so many of you, thousands and thousands of you, make that choice to make a financial commitment to this station, and I will tell you, you'll listen a little bit differently when you are a supporter. Now, you may also feel like, you know, I need to email them about that. I'm not sure. Sometimes we also get critiques, which we welcome.
Hi. But feedback is good.
We love your feedback, and we're going to respond to you. And now is your time. You can respond to us and say, you know what, this is a valuable thing. Public radio in Middle Tennessee. You keep it strong when you make a phone call this morning. 760-2010. A great way to start off your Saturday morning, a beautiful Saturday. You've been out and about. You've enjoyed your heading out to brunch or something, it'll take just a minute or two. You can put it on a bank draft. You can put it on a one-time credit card payment. You can, we'll send you a bill if you like. Perhaps you're in the car. Well, don't try to read us your credit card number. You can call in and we can send you the bill and you can send back a check because we do want you to get in the door before 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Indeed. We're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to Prairie Home Companion. Garrison Keillor will be in town a couple of different evenings, April 21st, and then again on April 28th at the Ryman Auditorium. So we'll be giving away a pair of tickets, and I suppose you get to choose which show you'd like to go to. If you go online to purchase tickets right now, you're probably going to be sitting by yourself. because I think there are only like single seats available. There are some VIP packages through Nashville Public Radio. It's at a hearty pledge of about $500. A hearty pledge, you get a whole ticket. It's a ticket package, VIP ticket package. Other than that, your best shot at tickets are pledging, and you're automatically entered in the drawing. Got to get your name in by 1 o'clock at 760-2010, 866-760-2010. Online, it's WPLN.org. Put some skin in the public radio game this morning. And the skin we're talking about is a little bit of green stuff, a little bit of cash our way. Choose an amount. Make a pledge, please.
And when you pledge early in the membership campaign, you take advantage of the drawings that will happen the rest of the week. Coming up Monday night, $1,000 to Target. It's going to go to some lucky WPLN listener. When you make the pledge before 1 o'clock today, you'll be entered in the drawing for two great tickets down front to a Prairie Home Companion next month. You'll also be entered automatically into our drawing the rest of the membership campaign. So why not? If you can feel it, I'm crumbling. I'm going to have to make a pledge. Go ahead and do it now, because you will, get a shot at some additional drawings. You know, we're having fun, but let's face it, what we're giving away is public radio. And while it feels free when you're listening to it, because there's no charge to turn on your radio, it's not free public radio. It is, it's at times expensive public radio, but that's what makes it so good, and we need your help to keep it strong. The phone